This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over. Smile. It is a wonderful time to be alive. There are amazing things happening out there. I'm in such an incredible mood, and we are going to talk about those things. I'm going to churn through a bunch of emails and stuff tonight. That's going to come too, but we are going to discuss their loss of credibility and how wonderful that is. We're going to discuss why these corporations, these institutions, why they can't possibly get it right. Even though they want to, sometimes they can't get it right. We're apparently going to flood Boston after their mayor ran her fat mouth. We have a U.S. Navy sailor who's been bribed by China. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to talk to you about something. You are aware that I have the diet of a teenage boy. I can't help it. I'm white trash. I like bad for you foods. I am a cheeseburger and Kraft Mac guy. I'm a Waffle House man. I can't help it. Now, it's not just that I like it. It's a central part of me. I can tell you where to eat in any city. You know, the menu whisperer. I know where I can get the best cheese sticks here. I know where to go. Now, what if I decided I wanted six-pack abs, and I start working out for it and I'm just doing sit-ups all day long so I can get a washboard six-pack abs. But I don't change my central thing, which is food, bad for you food. I still eat chips. I still eat cheesesteaks. I still eat pizzas. I still eat this. I'm never going to get six-pack abs, am I? A central pillar of who I am is eating fat, terrible for you, delicious foods. Because that is a central pillar of who I am, the six-pack abs are never going to come. The only six-pack I'm ever going to have would be one I buy from the gas station, because it's never going to happen for my stomach. Because central to who I am is the bad-for-you food. Now, let's talk about culture, what has happening in this country, why it is happening, why can't they get things right? I saw this headline, Disney's boy trouble. The studio seeks original IP to win back Gen Z men, that's men 13 to 28 years old, amid Marvel and Lucasfilm struggles. Disney, this massive, massive company, they even went out and they bought Marvel, you know, all the superhero movies. They went out and they bought Star Wars, you know, the lightsabers. That's the sound the lightsabers make, Chris. I do my own sound effects here on the show. I don't know if you know. But they went out and bought these things because you need men, especially young men. Did you know young men in virtually every field, not every field, but almost every field, are the most prized demographic? Do you know why? It comes down to simple dollars and cents. If you can get somebody hooked on your product, whatever that product may be, you get them hooked as a young man. Then as that young man grows older and, Lord willing, his income increases, he doesn't change his buying habits, you have essentially hooked a buyer for life. So young men are precious. Every brand, everybody wants them. You want their eyeballs because you want their money. This gigantic entertainment company, they've lost them. Young men don't watch these movies anymore. And so now they're trying to hire people to figure it out. Hey, wait, how do we need to bring in more men. But this is the problem for, this isn't about Disney. This is about America's communists. This is about the Democrat Party. This is about America's left. Men have left them, completely left them. The Gen Z numbers, the younger generation numbers are, they're staggering. It will mean the Democrat Party will cease to exist in a matter of 20, 30 years as these men get older and the 65 plus slowly die off. I know it's a terrible way to discuss it. Sorry, but I'm just speaking about it that way. The Democrat Party will cease to exist if they continue to have these numbers with men, and they're all terrified. The left is terrified. Democrats don't have them. Disney doesn't have them. They don't have them. We can't get them. We can't get them. But here is the problem. The central pillar, central things on America's left, men hate them. And unless I stop eating junk food, I can't get six-pack abs. And if you are an American communist in one of these institutions right now, whether you make movies or whether you're just part of the Democrat Party or whatever you are, men don't want female empowerment crap shoved in their faces every single time. They don't want it. They don't want gay things stuffed into absolutely everything every single time. You know how easy it is to make movies for men? I could write you a movie right now. In fact, I don't have to write a thing. Here, make a superhero movie where a big, strong guy goes and beats the crap out of a lot of bad guys and does a whole lot of brave things. No female spin kicks. No female protagonist who has to be the brains because the big, stupid man can't manage to tie his shoes. Make a movie, make a John Wayne movie all over again. Make a John Wayne movie where some stud, fast with his guns, has to go out and fight bad guys. Men will flock to the movie theaters. But that would mean they would have to change their central belief system, you see? Make a movie. Make this about politics. Run a political campaign without stuffing rainbow crap into everything. Men don't want to hear it. I know we're all supposed to be tolerant of everything today, but I'm sorry, you can't change the nature of man. Men don't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to be told they're stupid, they're lower, they're lesser, they should be gay. Men don't want to hear these things. No matter how much you browbeat it into them, they will never accept these things en masse. And this is why the Democrat Party in the United States of America and so many other entities in this country are doomed to failure, because it would involve changing a central plank of their belief system. Remember that Cracker Barrel stuff from yesterday? Wasn't super important, but we talked about it briefly. Cracker Barrel, they put this crazy woman in charge of Cracker Barrel. Her name's Julie Fels Masino. They put her in charge of Cracker Barrel. She, of course, gets rid of the old dude and the barrel on the cover. They gayed the whole thing up. There's rainbow rocking chairs now at Cracker Barrel. And remember yesterday when I said this?
Chris, go ahead and write this one down. It won't be long, and we will hear about Cracker Barrel sales declining, Cracker Barrel trying to figure out what went wrong. Just go ahead and write that one down.
Cracker Barrel CEO Julie Fels Masino's decision to, quote, decolonize the company, starting by removing the old-fashioned country gentleman meant to evoke nostalgia and Americana from the logo, is hammering the stock, wiping out $250 million in value. Since Fels became CEO, the stock price is down 34%. Erasing $587 million in value. Why did that happen? How did that happen? Because these communists who are entirely hostile to whatever institution they're taking over, they take over the institution and they attack it from within. They attack it, and instead of trying to sell things that people want, instead it becomes all about control and manipulation. Disney couldn't make a movie young men want to see if they tried. They really couldn't. You know why they couldn't? Because the people who made the movie would be a bunch of feminists. It'd be a bunch of race communists. And they couldn't sit down and write and produce and direct a movie that's just fun. It's just an adventure. It's not humanly possible for them. They have to try to control
to manipulate, to twist human nature. They have to inject their sick demonic religion into everything. And so what do? They light more money on fire, going out to hire a new consulting firm. How do we win back men? I don't understand. Maybe I should be able to take my kids to a cartoon movie without seeing lesbians kissing in the park 5 minutes into it, which happened when I saw, what was that, Super Pets or something like that? Sorry, gone. I'll never be back. The left could save itself. They really could. But it would involve giving up their religion. And that is very, very difficult for most people to do. Can you turn and walk away from your religion if you're a communist? If you cannot, you've lost men forever. Isn't that glorious? And something else is happening to men in this country. They're taking their male vitality stacks from chalk, so they're all full of testosterone. And you want to hear something crazy? This is a real thing. You want to hear something bonkers? Men, when their testosterone goes up, they leave the Democrat Party. Did you know that? They've started studying this. They've started tracking it. Low T men vote Democrat. The second you get in the gym, start lifting weights, get your testosterone up, get your energy up, boom, you have no time for that communist filth anymore. Get yourself a male vitality stack so you can feel good all the time. A 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. You are about to feel like a completely different person. Better, wiser, sharper than you have felt in years. Took mine again this morning, if you can't tell. Chuck.com/Jesse. CHOQ.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday, reminding you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours belong to you. And whatever questions you email in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. This is from Zachary Donini. At the heart of the Democratic collapse, young white men are registering as Republicans in unprecedented numbers. Gen Z is on track to be the most pro-GOP generation since the Great Depression. And wrap your mind around this. Young people are tired of the nonsense, tired of being scolded, tired of being lectured, tired of having everything destroyed intentionally by the communists, including fun, including jokes, tired of having all that destroyed. And if you're a Democrat in the United States of America, in fact, at any level, I don't just mean politicians, I'm talking about the corporate world, Hollywood, or anything. I know these people are all really, really stupid, but they can also read. They can read the exact same polls. I mean, this is a New York Times article showing Democrat registration evaporating across the United States of America. Democrats can see this. They know this. Yet they can't change. You know, we brought this up before, but one of the things that is being completely rejected, it has been rejected finally, by the United States of America, by the grace of God, is the race-baiting, race-communist crap. For most of my 44 years, that was a very, very effective way for communists to politic in the country. Start slapping white guilt onto people. Start bringing, well, what about slavery? And you immediately get the right to start navel-gazing and looking around. I mean, I guess it was really bad. But then the communists couldn't control themselves. George Floyd dies. They destroy every police department in the United States of America. We have to get Black Lives Matter this and Black Lives Matter that. And they're taking poor Aunt Jemima off the pancake mix. And now the last of the credibility is gone. They're looking at the numbers showing young men are leaving. They're done with this crap. And they still can't get these people to shut up.
So it's very dystopian to see. It's funny because I used to watch like The Handmaid's Tale, right? I never finished and I can't watch it because it is too close to reality. And so what we're seeing is this militarization. And obviously it started in your state. going to your state, going to a Black woman mayor's city first. And now we are in yet another Black woman-led city and taking over. And to me, it goes again to the level of racism and hate that is constantly spewed out of this.
You have any idea how effective that was for most of my life? If you're young enough, you don't realize that normally for most of my life, that would have people on the right scrambling to defend themselves.
Well, hold on. I'm not racist. My brother's Black. My best friend, I'm not a racist. We have that a lot.
That would immediately have the right scrambling. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. No more. Now everyone's like, shut up, you filthy communist. But they can't change. This is Texas Rep. Nicole Collier.
Chairman, are you aware that during the slavery times, Blacks fled? They ran away.
I can't hear you very well.
Are you aware that when there was slavery times, Blacks fled? During the Nazi times, Jewish...
Extremely effective. It has been extremely effective. Now rejected, mocked, ridiculed. Oh, she was about to bring up the Nazi thing, too. It's another thing that's been extremely effective in my lifetime on the right. Bring up the Holocaust, bring up Nazis. Nobody wants to be associated with that. So the second they do it, you start defending yourself. I'm not an anti-Semitic. What do you mean? My mom's Jewish. I didn't. But it doesn't work anymore.
I built a Holocaust museum. One thing about that experience.
By the way, this is Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker who wants to be president.
I built a Holocaust museum. One thing about that experience that I can tell you, and I worked with Holocaust survivors for more than a decade to build this museum. One thing I learned in the process of that is that it doesn't take very long to tear apart a constitutional republic. Indeed, the Nazis did it in 53 days. And our democracy is almost as fragile, and we're seeing it right now.
Doesn't work anymore. Doesn't move the needle even one little bit. And I love it. I love it. Again, I want to stress that we have not won anything. That now is not the time to stand on the field of battle and bang your spear against your shield and celebrate because the enemy is on the run. Now is the time for the cavalry to ride them down and mow them down like grass. They are afraid. They are scrambling. They are losing ground. It's time to press. Press, because they're still everywhere. They're everywhere in corporate America, in the financial district, and in our government institutions. They are obviously Hollywood. They are everywhere still, dug in, trying to dig in further so we don't root them out. We must root them out. That means you have to run for local office. Get involved in local politics. Now, just like when Joe Biden was running things, now we conquer our community first. Then we expand from there. Let's get to some emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's weird you would play that Back in the USSR song, Chris, because we're actually not talking about Boston right now. We're going to get to that in a minute. Now, listen, Boston, as you know, I'm a big fan. Just went... Me, Chris, Corey, we just went, but their mayor sucks. She's really bad. It saddens me because that's, in a way, our most historic city. That's the birthplace of freedom, all that. How does the birthplace of freedom have a communist mayor? You know what? I'm not getting into that right now. We're doing some emails. Jesse, I was listening to your show and I heard you say that the illegal truck driver who killed that family deserves the death penalty. I'm not in disagreement with that. But what can be done to the California DMV worker who passed his test, which gave him the license? Seems to me that person should also be arrested and sent to prison as well. I love the show. The Anti-Communist Manifesto is my favorite book by any right-wing personality. Also, I know you don't like Van Halen. I just wanted to say it's okay if you're gay. Okay. Well, look, this comes back to what we've been talking about that we have, I'll use the building analogy again for what the communists managed to accomplish in this country. If you think about the United States of America as a skyscraper, right? And the higher you go, the more senior the offices are, right? The president's sitting at the top and the vice president's below and the managers, and so you get the idea, right? Well, the communists originally, when they infiltrated this country, they were all on the ground floor. And they kept bashing into our institutions as they tried to push and promote a communist revolution in America, because our institutions were, I can't stress that enough, were American. And America, the love of freedom, the idea that people should be free, that government shouldn't be able to tell you this and tell you that, the American institutions were built to withstand communism. And they did. We don't realize we were very, very successful rejecting communism in this country for years and years and years and years and years. They would try to get a foothold here and try to get a foothold there. They'd get in with this union or get in with that. And then it would just kind of die. The movement would peter out as they slammed into our institutions. And so they figured out, not just American institutions, the institutions of Western civilization, they had to be conquered first. You can't conquer a country without conquering its institutions. If your plan is to conquer it from within, the institutions are what make a country. Our institutions produce citizens of whatever kind you're trying to produce. Your schools should be producing patriotic, smart citizens. That's what they should be producing. Your entertainment institutions should be promoting good values, promoting things like morality and brave. That's an institute. Your institutions produce your citizens. So if you're trying to destroy it from within, you must conquer the institutions first. Otherwise, the institutions will defeat you. Now, they did this in a variety of ways, but they wormed their way through politics at the local level and then up to the state level in blue states, and it's been insanely successful for them. So America as a whole will still reject the most bonkers commie things that are out there. It will. It will. We're not that country yet, and I'm doubtful we ever will be. I don't know. Maybe we will one day, but I'm doubtful we ever will be. But a centrally controlled blue area, whether it is a city or a state, a centrally controlled blue area has no such guardrails. Every single institution is gone. And not only are they gone, as the communists work their way up to the top floor of that building, not only are they gone, the institutions themselves are now actively hostile in participating in the revolution. That's why you have major police departments who won't report how many murders they have to the FBI, because they don't want to make Democrats look bad. That's what you get when you conquer the institutions. Now, this is our problem, and it's going to be a very tough nut for us to crack as we began to put the communists on their heels and we began to push back. There are areas where we simply do not have any institutional power, and those areas are powerful, very powerful. You mentioned the state of California. California, I know it's fun for people to dog on it. I personally adore it. It's paradise. I would never live there. It's too taxed and regulated. I can't live in a place where I can't have guns and shoot bad guys when they try to hurt me. But I love California. I used to live there, as you know. California is controlled from top to bottom by communists who don't have guardrails anymore, because there's no too far left once the communists have taken over every single institution. So they now have to one-up each other to be more commie than the next commie. I want to be more commie than the next commie. Well, I'll be more commie than him. Well, I'll be more commie than him. But that doesn't just affect California. California is our largest, most powerful state comfortably. California starts handing out driver's licenses. It was the politicians who chose that. Starts handing out driver's license to illegals, handing out CDLs to illegals. Well, look, we are one country. There isn't going to be a big border wall with checkpoints between California and the rest of the country. As much as you may want that, that's not something that's going to happen. You can't be one nation and have something like that. So if California hands a CDL to some scumbag who doesn't read English, doesn't know traffic laws, and he decides he wants to drive his semi down to Florida and murder an entire family with that semi, well, there's precious little we can do about it. And the truth is, yes, the illegal committed the crime, but the politicians, the people who handed him a license, they didn't, because they took over the institutions who made the laws. They have made the revolution lawful in blue parts of the country. We're going to talk briefly here in just a moment. We're going to talk about Boston, but Boston's mayor, the mayor of one of our great cities, Boston's mayor is on camera announcing that illegals, people who have violated the immigration laws of the sovereign United States of America, are to be protected in her city. That is a level of subversion that it's going to take us a long time to unpack that. You have it, Chris? Go ahead, play.
On official letterhead from the federal government threatening to prosecute city officials and withhold federal funds unless we cooperate with carrying out mass deportations. At a time when this federal administration is already causing so much fear and harm in our communities, these threats are serious and consequential. But our same communities have told me, loud and clear, that silence in the face of oppression is not an option.
That's not some whacked out green-haired lady on the street corner. That's the mayor of Boston. And that affects us all. You know, Boston protects an illegal today. That illegal kills your whole family tomorrow. We have a lot of work to do. That's my point. We have a lot of work to do. We'll get to it. Now let's touch on this for a moment, the attitude change on the right, which has been wonderful, and then we'll get back to more emails and things. I want to talk to you about Legacy Box and what a pain in the rear end you think it's going to be. I know what holds people back from ordering their Legacy Box. I know what holds people back. I know you already trust them. I've trusted them with my stuff. I hope you do. This is a Tennessee company, wonderful people. But the thought of having to, your baby book, take all those pictures out, put them in a box, your wedding album. I don't want to have to go through my box of pictures. I know that doesn't sound like fun. But if I may, my wife loved it. She avoided it too for a couple weeks. Didn't want to deal with it. Found herself reminiscing the entire time as she looked at pictures she never looks at anymore. Look at your Legacy Box as an excuse to take in those memories again. Send that box off. Get it digitized. You will have it on a thumb drive or on the cloud the rest of your life, your children's lives, their children, and their children after them. Keep those memories forever. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. The week is almost over, and you need to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow. Always a good time on a Friday. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's dig through some of these before we talk about Boston and all the other insanity going on in the country. Bronco, I've been a New England Patriots fan for 30 years now, and I think I'm done. Ooh, not sure how many teams now have men with their cheerleaders, but it's time to finally draw the line. It's sad what the NFL has turned into. His name is Matthew. But this goes to what we were just discussing. It's Hollywood. It's Cracker Barrel. It's Bud Light. It's the university system. It's our federal institutions. The communist worked his way from the bottom floor up to the top floor, and now they're making the decisions. They haven't lost control of our institutions, but they are learning to be quieter. They are learning that we finally have teeth. When it comes to the NFL, I get a bunch of these because I told you what I've gone through. Just for those who may not remember, I honestly had an unhealthy obsession with the NFL for a while. It was therapeutic for me. When I got back from Iraq, I got out of the Marine Corps very shortly after that, and I wasn't doing great. And I was just very angry, very violent. The one thing that really I looked forward to was Sundays. I would just watch NFL football all day long. I was that guy. I could name you every player on the New York Giants roster. I was that guy. Every Sunday, fantasy football, that kind of guy. That's how into football I was. And then all that Black Lives Matter stuff happened. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I remember Drew Brees. He was a great NFL quarterback wearing the name of a rapist on his helmet because they tried to act like the guy who was wrongfully accused wasn't wrongfully accused. Drew Brees, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, wearing a rapist on his helmet. Right before Drew Brees put out a video apologizing that he defended the American flag, they wouldn't come out for the anthem, and I just had enough. I said, you know, I've had enough. Screw you. I've had enough, and I walked away. And it is one of the things, one of the communist things, maybe the only thing. No, that and Oreos. The NFL and Oreos are the two communist things I miss the most, if I'm being honest with you. I do. Oreos went full rainbow insanity. I won't do it anymore. And don't tell me about your off-brand Oreos, because at this point in time, I've tried every single one of them, and none of them get nice and mushy when you put them in milk like the Oreos do, so I can't eat any of those. But I've gone through that. But the NFL, unlike other parts of our country, other institutions the communists took over, the NFL has been able to withstand our anger because we didn't walk away. We love football too much. And I believe that we never will. I really do. As an organization, the National Football League spit in our faces for at least a solid year, if not 2 years. To this day, there's end racism in the end zones and crap like that. And we get mad. We don't walk away. Now, there is the most flaming male cheerleader for the Minnesota Vikings out there. Oh, it's awful to watch. There's a tranny for Carolina Panthers as a cheerleader. A tranny. Oh, just quit, Chris? Oh, yeah. Well, it must have been a real pain in the rear end. Quit. Why don't you grow up? Both of you grow up. Quit making immature jokes. Either way, we didn't quit watching. When they had that whole kneeling for the flag bit, I think, if I remember right, and I may have this wrong, I think the ratings were down for a week. A week. We can't help it. And I'm not blaming anybody. If you still watch, I am not looking down my nose at you. I'm the furthest thing in the world from perfect. I still screw up. I still spend money with companies I shouldn't. I try not to. Look, I have Amazon. Amazon's a disgusting, despicable company. I am not perfect, so I'm not judging you at all, but we can't turn it off. We can't let it go. And that gives the communists the freedom to do what they do. Companies that like to make movies, we brought up Disney at the very beginning of the show, they're hemorrhaging millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. They always manage to come up with more because Disney is such a gigantic multi-billion dollar company, but that cannot go on forever. That's why they're hiring these firms trying to bring in young men. At some point in time, even if the whole corporate board are a bunch of filthy communists, which they pretty much are, at some point in time, you're losing shareholders' money. You've got to come up with a way to make profit. But we can't walk away from some things. It is what it is. Some things we can't walk away from. A man, no judgment if you're listening to me in Minneapolis right now. No judgment at all. But how do you take your kids to a Minnesota Vikings game and watch that filth? Not me. Not me. Jesse, I know you revel in your low-class stomach, as I do, but Trader Joe's has crunchy chili oil hummus, and I got to say, it's the only hummus I eat. It's so good, especially if you lather it on a gyro. I'm sure you'll say no, keep your gross hummus to yourself. No, buddy, I would never say that to you. I'll say this.
Why are you gay?
I don't eat hummus. Ab eats hummus all the time. She's always trying to tell me, you gotta try the hummus. No, I'm sorry, I have queso. I don't need your hummus. You know what we do need to do is support Tunnel to Towers. That's what we do need to do. As much as we goof off and talk politics and have a good time, there are cop families who don't have dad anymore or mom anymore. Firefighter families. You know, we don't fight in Iraq or Afghanistan anymore, but the guys who gave up limbs over there, those limbs didn't grow back. They still have to live the rest of their lives with those injuries. What happens? Tunnel to Towers builds them smart homes. Tunnel to Towers finds that fallen first responder family or that Gold Star family, and they pay off their mortgage. Tunnel to Towers has been on a mission since 9/11 to care for the families of the heroes when the heroes are gone. And they do that with $11 a month from you. Sign up to give it automatically. You won't even know it's gone. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.